From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
My next guest is Chris Perkey. He is the Senior Vice President of Customer Experience at Backcountry.com. Backcountry is opening a flagship retail store in Kimball Junction attached to its current headquarters. This is the second retail store in Utah. Backcountry has had a warehouse store located in West Valley City for years. So again, this Park City store opens on May 1st, that's this Saturday, and they'll also open other stores as well in Boulder, Colorado, sometime in June. Chris Perkey joins me to talk about this new endeavor with Backcountry. Chris, welcome to The Mountain Life. It's great to have you.
Hey, good morning, Lynn. How are you today?
Doing well. Well, this is pretty exciting, and I guess I wanted to start with how Backcountry, and by the way, are we calling it backcountry.com or just Backcountry now?
We just call it just Backcountry.
Okay. Well, Backcountry started as an online presence, and now you're moving into brick and mortar, which seems to me to be sort of the opposite way that a lot of outdoor industry businesses and businesses in general have gone. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I would say in recent years, you're seeing a convergence of two retail models occur. You've got pure play e-commerce players launching brick and mortar and traditional retailers investing heavily in, digital capabilities. Clearly, the events of the last year, pandemic accelerated the latter. It's really the only way to survive as a business. And, I think at the end of the day, the medium matters to a degree. But I think the service offering, the experience the brand provides, the value proposition, it's got to transcend, either sales channel.
Right.
We believe that our personalized approach, our expert-driven experience can win in both digital and offline channels. And so we believe that the future of our company includes brick and mortar. And, our brand comes alive in physical locations in a really hard-to-replicate way, in real life. And, to your point you made earlier, we've had a location in Salt Lake City for over a decade now. It's attached to a warehouse in the middle of an industrial complex with no retailers around it. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, yet it's incredibly successful. People who use our store love our store, and it's kind of like a cult following in a way. And because of this, retail, it's always been on our mind, which led to a pop-up that we did in New York City in the fall of 2019. We did a pop-up in Soho neighborhood for 3 months. And our thought was, if we can do this in the middle of one of the largest, urban environments that exist, we can do this anywhere. So let's test the waters. And we learned a whole lot from that experience. And, it was a great foundational next step for us to take a more meaningful step forward to expand in retail. And we're starting with Park City because that's where our heart is. It's where our home is. And like you said, more stores to come.
Yes. Very fortuitous that you started that store as a pop-up for only a three-month period, because imagine if you had just started it then in New York City, just right before the pandemic hit.
Oh my goodness. The magic eight ball got it right.
I know. Amazing. Doesn't usually happen that way. But so can you give us a brief history of Backcountry? It's such a household name here in Park City and Summit County. And, how did it start and what year did it, was its initiation?
Yeah, Backcountry was founded by two ski bums, basically. In 1996, Jim Holland, who's an Olympic ski jumper, and the late John the Rhino Brzee, he got that nickname for his skiing style. They were the very first gearheads. They started the company in a garage here in the Wasatch. They pulled together what money they had, and they sold our first product online, which is a Pete's Avalanche Beacon. And that was, 25 years ago now. On that day, we like to say that Jim and John set a precedent that gear and education should be accessible to anyone from anywhere. And they believe that, people are their best selves when they get outside. And in creating a company that enabled those moments, not just for customers, but also employees, they really rooted our foundation in the gear we sell and the lifestyle that gear enables. And that's really, lent to, the accessibility and location of Park City to be our home base, and has really allowed us to continue being a company of gearheads powered by our passions and helping others do the same.
I recall in those early days, it was like a little strip mall sort of thing just east of Heber, where at least for a certain period of time, Backcountry was located. Yeah, interesting.
That was the original shop. I mean, there was Jim and John sitting in that garage doing everything. They were answering phone calls. They were buying product. They were pulling inventory, shipping product. And it, you know, it was really startup mentality. Like you think about in the late 90s and during a time where online was just becoming a thing. You know, we were still in the catalog days of retail.
It's crazy to think about now.
Oh, yeah.
It's come so far. I'm wondering how Backcountry differentiates from, say, an REI.
I think at the end of the day, our consumer base is very similar, but it's also very different. I think REI is a great business. It's very accessible. You know, I think especially as you're thinking of, you know, the grab-and-go product on your way out to, you know, here, the Uintas or the Wasatch, you might need, you know, your fuel for your stove, or you need to grab a carabiner or whatnot. It's a great service offering. I think for Backcountry, something that we've really built our business model around are two things. One is our selection of product is premium. We are bullish on selling the best gear and apparel that's in the market. And I think we have a very curated view of what that means, and the customers who shop with us recognize that. And two is our service experience. You know, we've spent a lot of time building the service experience with our gearheads, who are providing value to our customer beyond the transaction. Our gearheads are active users of our product. You know, they are diehard, you know, 150-plus day a year skiers, you know, dirtbag climbers. Like, they run the gamut, and they're people who have prioritized their lifestyle outside over all else, and then, you know, they happen to want to come live in the Wasatch, and then they'll work for Backcountry, and you know, the rest is history. But they're building bonds with our consumers and relationships with our consumers that humanize our brands, and that is truly, you know, our differentiator, not just from, you know, outdoor brands like REI, but also marketplace businesses like Amazon. Mm-hmm. I think we have a human connection with our customers unlike any other business in our industry.
If you're just joining me on The Mountain Life, my guest is Chris Perkey. He is the Senior Vice President of Customer Experience at Backcountry. And Chris, I want to go into this gearhead program a little bit more. You've explained it a little bit. You know, you've got sort of customer service, and then in a lot of outdoor industry businesses, you've got these ambassadors who are more like, figureheads is what I wanted to say, but I don't think that's right either. And then there's this concept of gearheads at Backcountry, and it is customer service, and it's a little bit of ambassadorship as well. But can you go into it a little bit more and tell me how I, as a consumer, say I'm looking to buy some new Backcountry skis, but I'm just not sure what I want?
Yeah. So, I mean, rewind a little bit. The very first person that Jim and John hired to talk to customers referred to themselves as a gearhead. And as we hired more people, those most knowledgeable about gear also referred to themselves as gearheads. You know, gearheads, again, are individuals who live and breathe the outdoors, a lot of times former pro athletes. They're gear junkies and just industry experts. We sell highly technical and highly emotionally charged product, like the skis you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And as a consumer, this can be exciting and daunting all in one. And our gearheads, being home to the outdoors, they have deep experience with the products we carry and are uniquely qualified to take the pain out of selection. You know, in other words, like, make the complex simple. And all with the goal of helping you get outside and have the best experience you can, not just in that moment, but again and again and again. And you know, they care about those experiences, and they care about creating bonds with their customers and building relationships over time. So there are gearheads who are essentially building a book of business, if you will, with end consumers, where they're, you know, building a book of 2,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 customers, and then they service those customers indefinitely. So they're not just talking to you when you have a product question, but they're also checking in on you when you're preparing for a race, or maybe you've had surgery, or maybe they just want to wish you a happy birthday. And along the way, they're really building friendships in these moments. Mm. Now, as you think of, you know, coming to our brand, you know, your example, and you know, want to buy a pair of skis, a gearhead's really going to take the time to assess, like, what is, you know, the sphere of your world, not just for this individual purpose, but, you know, where do you live? What kind of experience do you have? What kind of mountains do you like to ski on? What kind of brands do you like? And they're going to really help you whittle down, you know, what selections make the most sense for you and give you options so that you're able to get on the mountain with confidence.
Mm. Sounds like such a great program. And, you know, from the perspective of, say, a middle-aged woman, sometimes you go into these outdoor shops and you feel like you're just not cool enough, you know, to really be dealt with. Or, you know, maybe you've been riding mountain bikes for 35 years. You know, you had the first mountain bike ever invented. And then they, you know, speak down to you as though you don't, you know, you have no idea what you're doing. And so it seems to me like, because as you say, you know, you use the word emotional, you know, our outdoor pursuits are emotional. It's sort of how we maintain our mental health and our health in general. And it is so important. The Gearhead program was something, part of what gave you maybe the impetus, I think, to start your retail stores. Can you talk a little bit about that connection?
Yeah. So I've been in online retail for over 20 years. So I, you know, I've always worked in passion-based industries. I got my start working in for an online music retailer called Guitar Center. I spent a long time there, and I held lots of various roles. Coming to Backcountry was a dream come true. So I came here 8 years ago. Backcountry at the time approached me with this opportunity to combine my passion for the outdoors. I'm a Utah native. I grew up in the Wasatch Front, and even though I'm like very, you know, familiar with most of the activities that we, you know, represent, to your point, I still walk into certain shops or even like certain activities that are so daunting. Like, I feel like a fish, you know, out of water sometimes. But they gave me the keys to build something meaningful, and in the end, I couldn't turn that down. I joined Backcountry with a vision to extend the role of gearheads, which had already existed, but to extend it across the customer journey. So to develop a team that would build these deeply personal relationships with customers and translate that to value for both the customer and the business was the whole reason I joined here. And retail has always been just another channel, another avenue to extend that relationship. And as we think about, you know, what our brand represents, it's human connection. You know, we see retail as an advantage to extend that connection. We're a human-powered brand continually striving to lean into that in a more purposeful way. And, you know, gearheads represent that. Retail will offer another avenue for us to flex that competency so that gearheads can provide local expertise, local experience, and create bonds with the local communities in which we serve.
I'm speaking with Chris Perkey. He's talking about the first Backcountry retail store, which is set to open on Saturday at Kimball Junction, just adjacent to their current headquarters at Backcountry. And so help me understand exactly where this is. So I'm out at Redstone, and you've got your headquarters, Backcountry, and then you've got Bed Bath & Beyond. Can you help our listeners figure out where they're going to find the storefront?
Yeah, that's a great question. So on the main drive that goes through Redstone, we're actually right next to the Bed Bath & Beyond building. However, the Bed Bath & Beyond building, the entrance is from the parking lot. Our entrance is from the inside. So okay. Right next door to the brew pub, right across from the apothecary. Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking out the window. I see the Pilates and the Perfect Tan in those buildings. So we're right on the corner across from Bed Bath & Beyond, and, you know, our store's coming together quite nicely. We've been in there hammering it out day and night, and we should be ready for the Saturday opening.
Excellent. I like that little out that you have, that qualifier should be. As we know, there's always something that goes, you know, goes awry in the last few minutes, but I'm sure you'll open the doors. Is it open to the public, your sort of grand opening?
Yep. Open to the public starting Saturday. We open doors at 11 a.m. and encourage everybody to show up. And like you said, the qualifier should be, you know, our esteemed colleagues in the inspection and permitting office do their job very well. So we're crossing our fingers and hoping that we can get through that stage. But pending any issues, we should be ready to go. I think our opening day event will be, you know, we're trying to do something meaningful, but do it low key enough that it's safe given the pandemic. I do think the Park City Mayor will be there, as well as some other folks in local government and some local, you know, personalities and figureheads that we think are important to help us just celebrate this meaningful moment.
Great. Well, it's really exciting. I wanted to ask you, well, first of all, at the retail store, are you going to have gear rental programs at all?
We'd like to. We're still working through that. I think what you can expect is for the fall winter season, we will do a demo program with skis, snowboards, snowshoes, and Nordic skis. We are exploring a demo fleet for bicycles as well in the summertime, but as most folks who ride bikes know, that there's a massive shortage in the cycling industry, so it's difficult for us to justify a demo fleet, but we're looking into it. I think we're going to pull one together.
Okay, great. And then I wanted to ask you about the business model of Backcountry in terms of the brands you represent, but then you have your own line of Backcountry. And I guess I've just noticed this in more recent years, Backcountry products, and I don't know how complete it is, the line of products, but I'm wondering, were you just filling a void that you saw, or did you want to, you know, provide customers with a different price point, or how did that all develop?
Yeah, the Backcountry product line at this point spans a lot of the categories we serve, and it's continually growing. We aim to provide a premium product that services a technical and a functional purpose while also being stylish and versatile. The Backcountry brand as a whole, you know, it's always stood for quality and expertise in the outdoors, and that's just now coming to life through our own brand lines. And customers are responding really positively. Our learnings over the years have been that customers are not just looking for, you know, that technical shell. You know, they're looking for the performance, the functionality, style, and the versatility. It's all equally important. And our customer participates in a range of outdoor pursuits, and they want gear that performs well across lots of those activities. So I say that's probably where we think about, you know, the intersection of function, style, and versatility, and that's what we're leaning into, and that's what we see as the white space. Every new Backcountry product that we are building starts with our gearheads. So when we set out to create a new product line, we look to the gearheads to call upon their experiences and their expertise and tell us what design elements, what features, what materials are going to make the product a cut above everything else in the market. And after testing prototypes, they give it the stamp of approval. And at this point, you know, we started building product a couple of years ago, and the Backcountry product line is now one of our top performing brands on the site. So customers are loving it, and we're seeing new ways to expand and serve up more, and we're actively designing and developing product for the next seasons. And we're really excited about what we're putting out there in the market.
Ah, okay. Well, thanks for clarifying that. And then in your retail store, will you have just the Backcountry lines, or will you be representing other brands as well?
Yeah, we're thinking of the Park City store somewhat of a showroom. You know, our intent is to learn as much as possible as fast as we can. So while we've always had this store in West Valley City, you know, it's an unfair advantage by having a 350,000 square foot stock room, you know, because it's attached to our warehouse. So we've really never done this in a way where we are housing our inventory on site and curating inventory in a way that is speaking to the needs of the market and the geography. So we'll be selling products across our assortment line. So we will have other brands complemented by our own brand. I would say this store is probably heavier in third-party brands. but it'll be curated by activity and by, you know, by gender, so that, it, you know, whereas a lot of retail stores you go into, especially in outdoor, you're shopping by brand. That is not our focus. We want to make sure that we are addressing the customer's pursuit and activity first, and then they can assort down from there.
Okay.
But the store will be very flexible in terms of our ability to, like, change up product storytelling and present different categories. And we plan to change things up quite often. So as people come into the doors, they can expect a lot of newness, you know, from week to week.
How many square feet?
The total store is 4,000 square feet. I would say, you know, the actual showroom's probably about 3,200, I think, okay. Pretty close to. We have a bike shop in the store as well, so we're doing services like, you know, full bike tunes, custom bike builds, you know, add new parts to bikes. And in the wintertime, we'll do ski services, you know, like just basic services, waxing, et cetera.
Oh, I'm sure that bike shop will be well utilized. It's pretty, there's a big run on getting a bike tune in this town. It, you know, it's hard to be without your bike for 2 weeks while you're waiting. But
oh, my goodness. Completely. Yeah. I will tell you that, you know, I think for people who are curious, our store, the environment of the store, I can honestly say is unlike anything that you'll ever have experienced in the outdoor market. It does not look and feel like a traditional outdoor retail store. It is very much elevated. There is a heavy stylized component that I think as people walk in the doors, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be astonished at what they see. There's a lot of really neat installations in the store. There's been a lot of design concepts incorporated into what we're doing, and it's a beautiful store.
Well, Chris Perkey, Senior Vice President at Backcountry, I'm so pleased that you could chat with me today. It's exciting. I think that last thing you said about the design of the store is the real hook, and you're going to have a busy day out there on Saturday. Quickly, what are the hours?
The hours on Saturday will be 11 to 6. Our typical hours are from 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sundays.
Okay. Chris, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Thank you, and I hope you have a good day.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.